Campaigners against a small Tesco store in Bristol have been granted the right to apply for a judicial review into why it was given planning permission in the first place. It's the store that was linked to a sort of mini riot back in April, you might remember. Well, Nigel Dando has been following this story for the BBC in Bristol. This granted the right to apply for a judicial review. What does it mean, Nigel?
Well, essentially, Winifred, what it means is that the protesters can now go to the High Court and they can ask for judicial review of the way the City Council granted planning permission to Tesco to open this express store in the Stokescroft area of Bristol. Now, if a review were to take place, what the court would do would be to look at the way the council handled its ultimate decision to allow Tesco to open this store. What the two sides are saying, we've got the protesters on the one side, they're saying that the council's planning committee failed to take account of the impact on the surrounding area of deliveries to the new store. Now, the council has already said that wasn't a material consideration. It says it did follow the correct procedure, and it stressed that all it was asked to do was to consider three applications, one of those for external signage, another for shopfront design, and a third for installation of machinery at the back of this store.
So this doesn't change anything then, so far as the council's concerned?
It doesn't, no. Although I must say that the council is in a difficult position here. It says its hands are tied by planning legislation. Essentially, if a high street unit, say, has permission perhaps to trade as a shop or a supermarket, or indeed it has permission for almost any commercial use, then that permit carries over to the next occupier. And that's what happened here. When Tesco came along, they said they wanted to open a store on these premises. Those premises already had permission for use as a convenience store. Planning law didn't then allow the council to object, even had it wanted to. However, I can tell you there are moves within the council to, and certainly within the Lib Dem leadership of the council and one of the city's Lib Dem MPs, they're now pressing for a change in the law. They want to see more flexibility for councils when they're confronted by planning applications such as these. There is a degree of disquiet, it must be said, in the council corridors in Bristol. The councillors felt their hands were tied on this one and that they couldn't explore the issues that the protesters thought that they should be exploring.
As I said at the start, there was a riot linked to all of this. How did that happen?
Well, what happened was, on the night in question, there were two riots, two nights of violent disturbance in Bristol. The first one essentially was sparked by the police, an attempt by the police to clear a property opposite the new Tesco store of squatters who'd been in this building for quite a long time. It was a very hot night. A lot of people were on the streets of that part of Bristol. They were drinking. Word went round that an attempt was being made to get these squatters out, and a lot of people went along to see what was going on. Rightly or wrongly, the message got misconstrued, and that it was something to do with Tesco. Drink had a large part to do with this, and certainly we then saw the people who were in that part of Bristol who'd gone there to see what was happening, just to see the fact that the squatters were being evicted. Maybe they'd gone there to lend their support to the squatters. It very quickly turned into a protest against the existence of Tesco, and we saw the shop being attacked with concrete, with bricks, with goodness knows what else, the shop being looted, and the shop and the surrounding street looking in a very sorry state by the time dawn broke the following morning.
Nigel Dando, thank you.